News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Toll Plaza operators should make the All-Ireland Hurling Final a toll-free day on the roads. That's the call from Fine Gael Senator Tim Lombard, who joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Senator.
Good morning.
Explain what you're looking for.
Look, I was at a privilege to be at the Cork Limerick match last Sunday. Fantastic.
Who are you up for?
Oh, I'm a Cork man. Who do you think?
So you're very happy?
Absolutely. Wonderful spectacle. Probably the best game of hurling I ever saw in my life. And 82,000 of us made our way down the road, one way or the other. We came to the toll plaza just outside Naas, and literally 6-7 kilometres of a tailback.
Okay.
So after a wonderful affair, a wonderful day, the only drawback was that we were waiting probably an hour to get through the actual toll itself. And whether there's a service level agreement that at some stage there's a maximum time you have to wait before you lift the toll, I'm not too sure. But I just think we need to be practical about how we're going to look at this issue itself. Cork are playing Clare in the All-Ireland Final next Sunday week. You're going to have the exact same traffic going to the exact same way. Talking to patrons who go into the match, they're talking about going through Waterford, going to Galway, depending which way they're going to go, just to avoid that actual toll plaza itself. So I believe there needs to be a practical solution put in place here.
So you'd like to see the toll barriers up, so there wouldn't be the tailback. But obviously, if the toll barriers are up, there's no charges. So would somebody be compensating the toll? I suppose the owners of the toll are. What are you suggesting financially?
Well, look, we're on with this. It's a very, very profitable business. They do exceptionally good trade. 82,000 people was never going to be in the modelling when you have that amount of people landing at a toll plaza in 3 or 4 hours. Because of that modelling isn't there, I think the logical solution here is...
So you're saying this is a windfall for them?
Absolutely. Look, it's once-in-a-lifetime scenario. You're going to have really, really unusual situation that you have such traffic arriving at such times. And the other thing is, it's not just GA traffic. It's holidaymakers, it's buses, it's commercial traffic.
Well, you see, I was going to put that to you. I was going to say, well, that's fair enough, like what you're saying. But what about all the people that travelled up for Taylor Swift? Or why should the GAA crowd, you know, who isn't everybody, I know it's hugely popular and I'm not denying that for a moment, but why should they get special preference over people who travel up to Dublin for other reasons that are unrelated to the GAA?
So it's not particularly about the GAA, it's about the amount of traffic leaving to go one direction from Dublin at one time. So 82,000 people leave Croke Park. Majority will head south. Cork and Clare are playing in the All-Ireland. So that's going to be the bottleneck. When it came to Taylor Swift, they dispersed throughout the entire country. And I think that's how this issue has emerged at this stage. And like, it's a practical solution to a really, really, it's an issue that just needs to be dealt with.
It is, Tim. But when they all leave Croke Park, they'll have to shuffle along on foot for a while till they get to wherever their car's parked or their public transport is or whatever. Everyone knows that there is going to be a sort of, and lots of people will also stay overnight in Dublin. A lot of people will book a hotel or an Airbnb or whatever it is. You know, when you exit a big event like a concert or an All-Ireland or what have you, you know yourself it's not going to be speedy and traffic-free leaving the area. And I would suggest, particularly for the winners, should they be Cork or Clare, a small price to pay might be sitting in the toll while beeping your horn and cheering and thumbing your nose at the people in the different cars.
Look, don't get me wrong, last Sunday we didn't leave Dublin till 7 o'clock. We had a wonderful occasion. We headed a bit down. We hit the toll on 11:30 and literally the tailbacks were just enormous. And look, it was a wonderful occasion. But because of the monster element of all the traffic going one direction, if Galway were playing, the actual traffic would be split between Galway and Cork.
Sure.
But because they're all heading one direction, you're going to have a real clash at that issue.
So are you saying we shouldn't have like two Munster teams in the...
Oh, no.
Because that's what I'm hearing, Tim.
Oh,
that's
trust me. After what I saw in the Munster Championship, I think we should always have a Munster team.
All Munster teams everywhere. I'm only teasing you. Just, I suppose, lastly, have you had any feedback on this? Is anyone saying to you, yes, this is something that's doable? Is there any goodwill in this? Or are people just going to say, it's a lovely idea, but no chance?
So we've written to the providers of the service. We've written to them and hopefully we get a response in the next few days regarding this issue. But the feedback on social media, the feedback in general, public...
Well, the feedback on social media is only going to be supportive, but that they don't really have much say.
Exactly, but I do think there's a build-up of momentum here, which is very, very positive. And it's about trying to keep it going for the next few days. And hopefully, look, we'll have a very good All-Ireland final. And when it comes to 10:30 that night, we'll be able to go through that toll plaza.
All right. Look, thank you very much for coming in and joining us this morning. That is Fine Gael Senator Tim Lombard. Let us know what you think about this morning. Particularly, I imagine if you're from Clare and Cork, you might be quite supportive of it.
I'd say so. I'd imagine so. Yeah.
Don't know how Limerick would feel now.
I think they've bigger things to worry about.
Do they?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
They'll be back as well, no doubt. 7:40.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.